No offense, but your brain is a terrible place to keep your big idea. It belongs in the world, but you know that already. You have a calling, a voice that says, this is what I'm meant to do. Create the website your big idea deserves with Wix. Make it your own with top-to-bottom customization, AI to help realize your vision, and built-in business tools to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix supports every stage of the business journey, except one. Your decision to begin. Ready? Go to Wix.com.
Is your business ready for growth? At Krogan Colonial Bank, we recognize the ambition of business owners like you. Our commercial lending services can provide the flexible financing necessary to expand your operations, invest in new opportunities, or manage your cash flow effectively. Don't put your business ambitions on the back burner. Turn to Krogan Colonial Bank to help you move your business forward. Krogan Colonial Bank, helping good people make good decisions. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. All loans subject to credit approval.
News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Evershed Sutherland, Ireland's largest and most established global law firm, with full service teams for your legal and tax solutions.
And we have an Executive Chair with a difference this week because I'm here in the lush surroundings of Tremolin Castle, all 330 acres of it. I'm here to meet a man who's just stood back from operations but is very much still involved here at Tremolin Castle. He's Mark Nolan. He's the director, director of Tremolin Castle Holdings, and he joins me now.
Yeah, delighted to join you. And Bobby, thank you for making the effort to come down and see me.
How many years have you worked here at Tremolin, Mark?
I worked 35 years here at Tremolin as their general manager, and then I elevated myself in conjunction with Rory Murphy back in the day to managing director. He was my mentor.
An interesting career path, and again, the early days in South Dublin. When did you decide maybe that a career in hospitality and hotels was for you? I think Ashford Castle may have played a part.
Yeah, I suppose we were fortunate enough to have a home quite near Ashford Castle, and I was 17 years of age at the time, very awkward, youngster, teenager, driving my parents cracked. And I met a friend of mine in the pub in Cong one night, and he said, Mark, would you ever consider coming up, making a few quid in Ashford? It was back in the time, you can imagine how long ago that was, just couldn't get staff. Nobody couldn't get them anywhere. CERT were struggling to get anybody even, and they were a wonderful organisation back in the day. But anyway, so he said, look, why don't you? I'll set you up to meet. So I went up and met Peter Prendeville the following evening, who's the deputy GM. And I started with Peter Cullen the following day, loading trays in the restaurant. And I never really looked back since. Yeah, yeah.
So then you went on, having been in Gonzaga, you went on to study in the GM IT, as it was known then, and studied hotel management. And I think maybe your first placement out of there was in the States. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. It was one of those crazy big hotels, the New York Statler. It was a Dunphy Hotel at the time. And actually, it was the only really crazy hotel they had, because they had some wonderful hotels. They had the Parker House in Boston. They had a beautiful hotel in Hyannis.
Yeah, owned by Aer Lingus at the time.
Owned by Aer Lingus, yeah. And that was instrumental in getting me there as well, under scholarship. But look, it was a wonderful experience. I was promoted to night manager within the first day I got there. I had no training, knew nothing, and they told me that they'd throw me out of the country because I didn't follow policies correctly on something that I was never trained to do in the first place.
You came back, and again, it was back to Ashford Castle under Rory Murphy, again, another legend of these, of hospitality. Were you kind of, I think you were 6 or 7 years there, but you progressed through the organisation.
Yeah, I was there 6 years, and I must say too, give a kind of credit to my late mother, who died at 103 the year before last, who saw the ad in the paper, rang Rory Murphy and said, Rory, I have a very good son. You know him. He worked here years ago. He said, you should take him as your junior manager. And with my mother, you listen to her. Anyway, the rest is history. A month later, I started back at Ashford Castle as a duty manager.
Wasn't there a relationship between Ashford and Tremolin at one point? Did they have common owners?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The person that put the deal together was a guy called Bill Dowling. He was a brilliant marketeer. And he created this idea of, it was a Delaware corporation, so he got investors and they owned the airspace in each room. If you can imagine the technicality of that. I mean, in the one way, it was a great way to get investors, and on the other hand, it was impossible to leverage the property to borrow money to refurb. So we had a couple of lean years when I started until we restructured, and that meant me spending about 6 weeks in New York knocking on the doors of all the investors to get them to agree to tear up effectively their Delaware, their agreement, and take stock in lieu of that. But it was a game changer, because suddenly we had everybody on side. We could go to the bank, borrow money, and that's when we really started the refurbishment of the castle.
And these castles, both Dromoland and Ashford, they consume capital, don't they? To keep them, particularly if you're in the five-star game, as you've been, but to maintain the standards. These are old buildings, and there's a lot of stuff goes wrong, and spending money on them it sucks money.
Yeah, to your point, Bobby, I mean, the one we would say we put equal money is under the floor as over the floor, and that means services, you know, fully air conditioned, but replacing pipework that's there forever, and it's can be very disruptive to our business. So we really try and work in a month where we might close the hotel, I think, every year to do that kind of work. But yes, they soak money.
Yeah. In terms of building the brand here at Dromoland, what percentage of the customer base are from the US?
Well, as you can imagine, it's an attractive proposition, firstly because we're a castle, and people love to trace their roots, and that's a very big part of our business, the whole genealogy piece. We have a resident genealogist. But of course, the third thing is our proximity to Shannon, which is invaluable to our business, and is ultimately resulting in, I suppose, just under 70% of our business year-round is North American. And when you consider from November to March, April, you can rule them out. You can imagine the kind of numbers we're talking from across the summer.
So any geopolitical influences in America could have positive or negative effects on a property such as this?
Yeah, I mean, certainly. And we have looked at other markets over the years. I'd have to say now that, you know, our costs have got so high that we can't afford to close. So we've got to maintain our service levels and our business right through the year. So that's where the Irish market have come in and have been very supportive of our brand from November to March, April. So it's wonderful to have that blend. Yes, certainly geopolitical North American. And right now, I tell you, we're kind of biting your nails trying to work out what's the next news from the White House, which always kind of makes you a little bit nervous. But you know what? Anyway, we're a strong product. We're very well known. And we've done a lot of joint sales and marketing over the years with Ashford. You know, see all of Ireland from his two legendary castles has been a great, particularly for the Irish market, where we would work together on that.
Getting to five star is one thing. How do you maintain standards at that level where price is really not an issue from the customer base? Now, it may be at a high level, but really it's all about service. It's all about experience. It's all about, you know, making people feel special. How do you relentlessly drive that philosophy and maintain it?
Yeah, I suppose we would concentrate very much on the human element of it, particularly with our employees. We would be, obviously, we would go out and really employ people that we feel have hospitality in the bones, have that kind of real need to satisfy. The operation standards we can train, we have a great HR department that do very intensive on-job training, and that gets more intensive as the years go by. So we will take anybody that has the right attitude. So that's a key part. In actual fact, if you get an opportunity to look at our guest comments, they will say, we love the castle, it was beautiful, elegant, but really what made our trip special were the people that operated. And we have a ratio of over 2 members of staff to every guest. So it's a very personalised service, and one that everybody is genuinely interested in making an experience for a guest the best it can be.
Yeah. What about then, I suppose, the property in relation to the environment, to the geography of the area? Obviously, the Cliffs of Moher down the road. How important are other aspects that form part of the guest experience that maybe you don't control?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Cliffs of Moher obviously is iconic and always has been. There's a lot of development, like King John's Castle in Limerick. You've got Bunratty Folk Park, and they've really added value to that, and they've made that a very special product. That would be one element of it, obviously, and the whole history side of it from an American point of view is a very important part, as I mentioned earlier about our genealogy thing. But also we're very lucky to be right on the doorstep of some great golf courses, which is another thing. And of course, our own championship golf course, which hosted the Women's Irish Open in 2022 and 2023, has also been a great, and we can certainly see significant growth in our golf market as well.
Does the golf course on site also give you, I suppose, an indigenous opportunity?
Yeah, I think it absolutely does. I think the whole area, I think everybody, I think again, going back to Adair, I think with the Ryder Cup coming in 2027, it's the whole area is on the spotlight. And we're hoping to have a fairly significant event before that as well, before the Ryder Cup, which will be supporting what we've done in the past with the Women's Irish Open.
So it's been a bit of a roller coaster over the years, good times, bad times. You've certainly grown with the property market. And again, you know, your presence here has been out there, out to the fore, man on the ground, who knew everybody, who knew everything that moved in this place. You're surely going to miss the operational detail. I know you're still involved, but you're stepping back from the day-to-day stuff.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I really don't have any involvement with the operation side of the hotel anymore. In fact, I don't. Mark McSorley has come in. I think he's going to be a wonderful resort general manager. He started about a month ago. And I think, yeah, he will bring the property to the next level. I think I've done what I can in 35 years. You don't leave much behind you. But yeah, and it's been an incredible 35 years, as you say, highs and lows, but just with the support of an incredible team that you couldn't ask for better people to work with.
Well done, you. I was looking at some of your hobbies and interests, and I think most of them probably have hotel connections. If you look at boats, golf, art collecting, and interior design. So you were probably doing all those things, maybe not the boating, but the other three certainly as part of your day-to-day business.
Yeah, the interior design particularly. And in actual fact, the guys let me form a company about 15 years ago to do a little bit of interior design, because they saw, I think my chairman at the time called me a frustrated interior designer, but I did quite a few collaborations with a company in England. We did quite a bit of design work in hotels around Ireland and England. And do you know what? It was a lovely thing because they saw the benefit, because I came back with ideas for here as well. But that being said, we've had most wonderful interior designers, Carol Roberts, number 12 Queen Street in Bath, and more recently, Kieran Healy, who's absolutely wonderful, and she has a great sense of the period of the hotel and great sensitivity to us.
Well, Mark, just congratulations on providing some service to the castle and indeed to the nation. Yeah. And we wish you well on your, we won't even call it retirement, on your next chapter. Mark Nolan, thanks very much for joining us on site here at Tremolin Castle. Great to talk to you.
Thanks very much indeed for the opportunity, Bob. We really enjoyed it.
So you've got a business, but what about a brand? The difference? More of you. Wix gives you the freedom to create your website, own your brand, and do it on your own, exactly how you envisioned it. Experience limitless customization. Boost your creativity and efficiency with AI tools for every part of your business journey. Scale up with built-in SEO, e-com, and scheduling features. Put more of you in your business. Go to Wix.com and do it all yourself.